Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Research shows that the best time to prevent osteoporosis is during one's childhood and teen years. If you're past those stages, the next best time to prevent problems is right now. Osteopenia, where bone density is decreased to less than a healthy amount, is a big problem that affects about one-third of men and half of women over the age of 50. When researchers have questioned how to combat bone mass problems, they have found that, especially in women, the best window of opportunity for prevention is before ladies reach their 20s. That said, healthy diet and lifestyles are suggested as helpful for people of all ages. Nutritionally, it's important to have rich sources of calcium during those formative years, but it is equally important to remember the other goodies that make up bones. Indigenous cultures routinely used bones for food throughout the ages, and they likely experienced less osteoporosis than we presently see in our society. When eating bone meal or using bones for broth, there are other components in that food that contribute to bone health and are able to feed the body better than supplementing calcium alone. Some experts contend that today's osteopenia prevalence is an effect of consuming too many highly processed foods. A diet full of whole, minimally processed foods can probably have more benefit than any number of supplements. Besides diet, it's important to remember that a healthy amount of weight training exercise helps to not only tone muscles, but also strengthen bones. Through a remodeling process called Wolf's Law, those bones used to push and pull weights during weight training exercises will distribute more bone material to the area stressed during those exercises. This can especially help arms and legs, and it's something of a use-it-or-lose-it phenomenon. Sedentary lifestyles increase the risks of decreased bone density in those parts of bones that keep us pulling, pushing, standing, and walking. That said, as with all things, moderation is key. Overtraining, especially by young female athletes, can lead to hormonal imbalances, resulting in osteopenia. With osteoporosis, of particular concern are fractures of hip bones. A study performed just a few years ago looked at the data of life expectancy after hip fractures. After reviewing the data, the authors correlated a threefold increase in deaths after hip fractures in those aged 65 years and older. Those who broke their hips were three times more likely to die of any cause than those of the general population. Though there are many causes of hip fractures, for some, their hips just break for no reason other than low bone density, causing the individuals to fall. Osteopenia and osteoporosis can often be prevented through nutrition and exercise, and other safeguards can pay off as well. We'll cover some of those next week. Until then, feel free to review the transcript of today's feature on my Healthy Living blog at drdavidwick.com. I'll also post some helpful links on that article if you wish to learn more about this topic.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.